B'tachon for Life, Shir 1247, Tuesday, Parshas Shlach. Today's Shir is generously sponsored as a schos for Hatzlacha and Parnosa. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schos of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezer Hashem send them Parnosa B'Revach Lo'irich Yom Tov. We are discussing one of our listeners' questions from last week. How do we understand that we can maintain bitachin even if we didn't see the Yeshua last time or in a different situation? And we said one approach. But really, there's another approach that we have to understand. The Ribbono Shel Olam has many calculations. There are many different levels of gzeiros. And as we explained, bitachin is only guaranteed a result if you have 100% bitachin, which is very, very difficult. We explained 100% betachon means that a person is so secure that they would be as shocked if they did not receive the Yeshua as if the sun didn't rise in the morning, which is a very high level and practically impossible for a regular person. However, you generally do not need this level. In most instances, even a much, much lower level will bring the Yeshua. But there are different levels of gzeiros. And sometimes you need a higher level, and sometimes you need a lower level. So even if a person experienced a similar situation, or even the same situation, and they didn't see the Yeshua through betachon, we have to understand that perhaps the gzeira was too strong at that time. And therefore, the level of betachon, let's say for argument's sakes, our level of betachon is 70%, 80%. That wasn't enough to push away the gzeira. However, the gzeiros are constantly changing based on schosim, based on situations, based on trillions of things that we can't understand. And therefore, even if it didn't work last time, there's no reason to assume it will not work now. Yes, the Yetzer Hara is going to magnify in your mind the fact that it didn't work last time in order to get you to believe that you shouldn't have betachon this time around. But that's a mistake. If you hold on and ignore the Yetzer Hara and allow the feelings of betachon to persevere and not get pulled down by the previous perceived failure. Again, it's never a failure. Every betachon brings Yeshuas. It might not be in the way that you see it, but every betachon brings Yeshuas. But we have to understand that if we can hold on and not give up and not feel like a failure, but realize that Be'ezer Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam, can and will send the Yeshua. And even though last time it didn't work, so to speak, that perhaps can be because of the situation of the gzeira. However, that has nothing to do with what's going on now, and we have no reason to assume that our betachon will not work. That is another approach, maybe even a more important approach, to realize that every situation is different. Every gzeira is different. Every din from Shemayim is different. The Ribbono Shel Olam views every situation with a different lens. And therefore, we should view it as such. And there's no reason to get pulled down by a previous perceived failure. When a person perseveres and holds on to their betachin, Be'ezer Hashem, this time they will be zeicha to a Yeshua.